in situations that are difficult. Lord, may you solve them for them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you very much for staying tuned with me. This is Pastor Malta on Hour of Prayer. And I believe in this program, God will do wonders and He will touch you. The program goes on like this. After 20 minutes from now, 20 or 15 minutes, I'll preach. And then after 20 or 15 minutes, I'll open the line. Then you start calling. You can send your prayer request or your testimony, what God has done for you through this program, strictly through this program, what God has done for you through this program. And then also we pray for people, and also I'll give my line for those who want counseling, for those who want me to interpret their dreams and so forth. I'll give you the line that I use. So I'll open the line after the message. For now, I just want you to stay glued to the program and listen to the message as I preach. So we are going to look our sermon today. We are taking it from Book of Acts, Acts chapter 3. And I'll read this 3. Acts chapter 3 and verse 3. So when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them to give him a gift. And Peter directed his gaze intently at him and said, and so did John, and said, "Look at us." And the man paid attention to them, expecting that he was going to get something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold money I do not have, but what I do have, that I give to you. In the use of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Then he took hold of the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up, and at once his feet and ankles, bones became strong and steady, and limping forth he stood and began to walk, and he went into the temple with them, walking and limping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praise God. I want to preach a sermon that I have entitled, God Will Make It Happen. God will help you to make it happen. Mulungu azakutandizani kuti vichitike. God will help you to make it happen. Let me elaborate the story. It blesses me so much. It encourages me because it reveals to me the dynamics on how God operates in our lives when He wants to bring an answer in our life. And whenever God wants to bring an answer in our life, first of all, He has to check our spiritual condition and also our emotional condition before He can bring our needs. He does not just bring a blessing that can be wasted. or bring a blessing that can be used with negative intent. Ngati Mulungu afuna kutidalisa amayangana mwamene umoyo watu wa uzimu lili na mwamene tiliri mu maganizidwe yatu na kachitidwe katu kazintu. He considered these two areas, because just like whenever you want to save good food, you don't just save food. You always look at the plate, the condition of the plate. Is it clean enough to handle the food? Is it big enough, or is it size to handle the food that you want to put on that plate? So now, if you want to receive a blessing from God, God has no problem. He is ready to bless you. Actually, He has already built the system, the mechanism, and everything that needs you to be blessed. He has already put them in place. In short, God has already provided a blessing for you. But what has remained is you now to become ready to accept or to receive what God has for you. Are you emotionally ready, and are you spiritually ready? And today I want us to look at these two areas, where emotionally and spiritually ready. Are you ready to receive the blessing of God? How is your mentality? How is your thinking? And how is your spirituality? How is your emotion? And how is your spirituality? These are two things that I want us to look at today as I am delivering the word of God. I want you to look at these two things, your emotion and your spirituality. Your emotion and your spirituality. If God bless, I will. Even next week, I'll continue with the same series. But today, I'll look at one area. I want us to look at one area that I want us to work on. As I am delivering this message, I want you to look yourself in this area when it comes to emotions. Are you emotionally dependent or independent? All right. Are you emotionally dependent or independent? All right. So now, people do not receive from God because most of people, they are no longer relying on God, but they are emotionally dependent on other people. They rely on people, they depend on people too much for protection. They depend on people too much for help and for validation. That is emotional dependent. Vaimbekezera vantu pamene bazavauza, avaimbekezera vantu kuti vachite bwanji vavatandizire. If people don't make them feel good, they don't feel good. If people don't say good things about them, they don't feel good. For them to feel good, somebody has to tell them good things. Somebody has to tell them that you are beautiful. Somebody has to tell them that you will succeed, you will increase, you are wonderful. When they tell things that are nice, they feel nice. And when they are not telling them things which are nice, they don't feel nice. If there is nobody to tell them something good, then they have nothing to make them happy. They are always looking for somebody to make them happy. Even when they dress up and when they do all what they can do, they go out waiting for somebody to tell them that you are looking good, as if they don't have a mirror to look at, or maybe their mirror has a problem. Aba bantu ni bantu bamene.